Es kann sogar sagen, dass ich nicht so sagen, wenn ich heute sage, dass ich immer darf, auf sein. Sagt die Gemara, Bryce says, the skinning and cutting of Korban is Tibur and Yochan may be done by a non-Kohen. Chizki said, we learned this from the Pasuk that says, Kahanim must put the fire on the Mizbech. It teaches that must be done by Kahanim, but skinning and cutting up need not be done by the Kahanim. In fact, the requirement for Kahanim in that Pasuk is not unnecessary and therefore it's not available for a drasha. So Abaya once explained to his son, the Pasuk says, Vishochad es ben abokar, and then it says, Vekrivu bnei Aaron. This teaches that the need for Kahanim is from the Kabbalah and further. Based on that, the other Pasuk does not need to tell us that the Kahanim must put the fire on the Mizbech. That's after the Kabbalah. These extra words teach that even a non-Kohen can do the skinning and cutting. In fact, the words are not extra because we would think since placing the fire is not an essential part of the carbon, it can be done by a non-Kohen as well. So the Pasuk needs to teach us it can only be done by a Kohen. The Mara says, we learn that a non-Kohen can do the skinning and cutting from the fact that the Pasuk says, V'oruchu b'nei aroin ha-Kohanim es haroish. The Kohanim must set up the head, fats, and pieces on the Mizbeach. We already know that everything after Kabbalah must be done by the Kohanim. So these words are extra. They teach a non-Kohen may do the skinning and cutting. Acting more, maybe the extra words come to teach us that a non-Kohen may set up the wood. Mar says, more likely that the Pasuk is coming to exclude something similar to setting up the actual animal, which would be something that is done to the actual animal, meaning skinning and cutting. Maybe it means to exclude something that's similar to it in the fact that it's a setting up, and so setting up the wood on the Mizbeach. Mar says, the Braisa says that setting up the wood must be done by a Kohen. In fact, the words are needed for another drasha and are therefore not extra. The Mara says, the Pasuk says, V'hikter ha-koyin es ha-koyil. This is unnecessary and therefore available to teach that a non-koyin can do the skinning and the cutting. Zok Nimor, the Pasuk of V'hikter ha-koyin es ha-koyil mizbecha teaches that the carrying of the limbs must be done by a koyin, but carrying of the wood need not be done by a koyin. However, the setting up of the wood has to be done by a koyin. The Pasuk V'nosnu teaches that a koyin must put the fire onto the mizbech. The Pasuk of Y'orchu b'nei Aaron ha-kayhanim, it's all written in the plural form, teach that six kahanim are needed to carry a sheep. In fact, Rav Nuna asked, the Pasuk of Y'orchu is written regarding an ox, not a sheep. He answered, the Pasuk says, Alho Eitzim asher alho Eish asher alam mizbech, which are extra words. They teach that the Pasuk is referring to something else that also says a lashon of wood, fire, and mizbeach, which is exactly what's written by the Talmud, which is a sheep. Zok the Gemara Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan said a non-kohen who sets up the wood on the mizbeach is chayav misa bidei shemayim. To make the wood arrangement valid, it will have to be taken apart and rearranged by a kohen. Rav Zera asks, is there any avoida which is valid to be done at night and yet invalid if done by a non-kohen? Since the arranging of the wood could be done at night, it should be valid if it's done by a zor as well. Fact Gemara. Burning the fats and the pieces are done at night, and yet they have to be done by a kohen. The Mara says that's because it's considered the end of the daytime avoda. In fact, Trumas Hadeshen is done at night, and it has to be done by a kohen. The Mara says that's because that's considered to be the beginning of the morning avoda. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan answered, Rabbi Yochanan must have meant to say that a zar who arranges the two pieces of wood, which clearly must be done in the daytime, that's chayav misa. Rava asked, if the arranging of the two pieces is so important, it should need a lottery to decide who has to do it. So Mara says, Rava must have forgotten the brayta, which says that it wasn't decided by a lottery, it was included in the lottery of the Trumas Hadeshen. In fact, only daytime avodas needed a lottery, and we learned that the offering of the fats and limbs are awarded by lottery, and yet they are done at night. So how can you say that only daytime avodas need a lottery? Mara says, yeah, but like we said, like before, that's considered to be the end of the daytime avoda. Trumas Hadeshen is a nighttime, and yet it's awarded by lottery. Mara says, that was done because of the stories that happened, the pushing off the ramp and the stabbing of the winning koyim. In fact, only avodas that may not be done by a non-kohen needed a lottery. Is that true? That only avodas that may not be done by a zar need a lottery? We learned that shechita is determined by lottery, and yet that's valid if it's done by a zar. And Mara says shechita is the beginning of the avodas, so it's treated differently. Mazucha is, we learned in the Mishnah that the Kahanim are careful to make sure daytime has arrived before the Shechita, but they're not as concerned for the placing of the two pieces of the wood. We see that doesn't have to be done by day. Mara says, Shechita, which if done before daytime can't be made valid, it's over. So we have to be careful to double check. With regard to placing two pieces of the wood, if we see that it was placed before daytime, you simply have to disassemble it and reassemble it, and therefore they didn't feel the need to double check before doing that Avodah. In fact, others say that Rezair meant to ask as follows. How can Rabbi Yechanan say that a Zor is of meat of arranging the wood, it's not the completion of an avodah because it must be followed by placing the two pieces of wood on top, and a zar is not chay of misa for doing an avodah which is not a avodah tama, not the completion of an avodah. Mari asked, we find that a zar is chay of misa for burning the limbs and the fats, although this must be followed by Trumas Hadeshen. Mari says, no, because that's considered to be the end of the daytime avodah, so it's treated differently. He's chay of misa for doing Trumas Hadeshen, although it's not a completion of avodah. Mari says, that's treated differently because it's the beginning of the daytime avodah. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan must have meant, is it a zar who sets the two pieces of wood is chayav misa because it's a completion of an avoda. Rava asks, if so, that should be determined by a lottery on its own, not along with the Trumas Hadeshen. Gemara says, the reason it was grouped with the Trumas Hadeshen was to incentivize the Kehanim to join the Trumas Hadeshen lottery like we learned earlier a few days ago. Fragt Gemara, is it true that only avoiders that may be done, that may not be done by a zar need a lottery? We learned that shechita is determined by lottery, yet it's kosher bizarre. But I said shechita is the beginning of avoiders, so it's treated differently. Fragt Gemara, only completion of avoiders need a lottery, but burning the limbs and the fats are not a completion of avoiders, yet they require a lottery. The Gemara says it's considered the end of the daytime avoiders, so it's treated differently. True Masadesh, in fact, Gemara is not a completion of avoiders, yet it's awarded by lottery. The Gemara says again, that was done because of the stories that happened with the pushing off the ramp and the stabbing of the winning kohen. Mazutra said we can bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan that the placing of the wood is a completion of Avodah. Because the Mishnah says that they did not double check to see if it was daytime before placing the wood down. This shows that it's the completion of a nighttime Avodah. The Mishnah says, no, Raya, it may be that's considered part of the daytime Avodah. The reason they did not need to double check is because if they turned out to be wrong, it's not the end of the world. It's an easy fix. You just disassemble it and reassemble the wood arrangement, and therefore it's not a big deal if it ends up being done before daybreak. Hadaloch Perek Bar Yishoina.